Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, February 25th, 2014, and this is Karen Hall reporting. I am a member of Washington, D.C. Council 21 and United MEC Membership Engagement Chairperson, and I stand with and will protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Yesterday was the last day to express interest in the 2014 crossover agreement, which closed at 8 a.m. Central Time yesterday morning. Much of the work involved in processing these partnership, voluntary furlough, and crossover requests is manually intensive. We understand that management spent the better part of yesterday reviewing these lists. Today, representatives from AFA met with management to review the methodology by which these requests were processed and now independently reviewing the information to ensure our agreement with the result. Our representatives will confer with management tomorrow to finalize the numbers. We recognize that there is a level of anxiety associated with the wait for these numbers and base assignments to be published. We continue our work to ensure the agreements we have negotiated are enforced as intended. Our February 7th, 2014 agreement is one of these agreements and is a positive step in the right direction to mitigate the number of involuntary furloughs while providing voluntary options for those impacted that provide some certainty for the future while simultaneously establishing seniority protection for everyone affected. The 2014 agreement provides all valid 2014 voluntary furlough and partnership program bids be awarded. The option for those subject to involuntary furlough on a one-time irrevocable basis to participate in a crossover program to subsidiary Continental while retaining and accruing seniority for all purposes. All flight attendants subject to involuntary furlough, regardless of the option they have selected, will retain and accrue seniority for all purposes. A core component of the 2014 agreement addresses our long-standing concern regarding management's initial resistance to award all original bids on file. As a result of our ongoing advocacy, in response to your concerns, all valid bids to participate in the 2014 voluntary furlough and partnership programs have been awarded. The result was a significant number of flight attendants having the alternative of these programs instead of a singular outcome of involuntary furlough. For those who had not bid for voluntary furlough or partnership and were facing involuntary furlough, a one-time irrevocable crossover to Continental was negotiated based on feedback from members. For many who wished to continue flying and who loved their affiliation with United, the choice to crossover or be subject to involuntary furlough was, to say the least, a difficult one, and certainly not one most would have made under other circumstances. When faced with a singular alternative of involuntary furlough, while far from perfect, the option to crossover provided an option that created some level of certainty and income protection for them and their families. Simultaneously, the agreement provides seniority protection for everyone affected. Flight attendants who elected to crossover as well as those subject to involuntary furlough will retain and accrue seniority for all purposes. The alternatives and safeguards in this 2014 agreement are one part in the affirmation of the United MEC to do everything possible to protect our members' jobs. While perhaps not perfect, the agreement does address a number of our concerns and provides protection and choices for those subject to involuntary furlough. In accordance with our commitment to do everything possible, the agreement does not change our position on the issue as it relates to United's claim to need these involuntary furloughs. We continue to seek a final and binding resolution through the System Board of Adjustment on case MEC-2-14. We have repeatedly requested expedited hearing of this case at the System Board, and to date, United has refused. Our ongoing work involves AFA legal, outside legal, and the various committees of our union in affirming and defending these members from involuntary furlough as a result of productivity changes contained within our contract. Our legislative campaign to call on Congress to urge United to live up to the promises they made to you in 2010 and to treat all of their flight attendants in a fair and equitable manner. An integral part of our advocacy for protection and improvements in the workplace is accomplished through the legislative arena. In the same way that it is not enough to simply vote for your congressman and pay our taxes and then expect action to be taken on our behalf, we must be our own advocates in the workplace. Those we elect are responsible to represent our interests, but we are responsible for making our voice heard and holding them accountable. One of our most critical calls on Congress right now is in support of our 685. We continue to encourage each of you to sign letters to your members of Congress soliciting their support in stopping the unnecessary involuntary furlough of our most junior members. But our campaign is not just limited to flight attendants. Have your friends, neighbors, church, other airline friends all get involved and support our efforts to hold United accountable to the promises they made in 2010 and have utterly failed to deliver to us. Last week, the United MEC Government Affairs Committee conducted training and facilitated lobby days in Washington, D.C. During these visits, they delivered packets of letters signed by United flight attendants in support of the 685 to dozens of other Senate offices, not to mention letters asking for their continued support of our No Knives on Aircraft campaign and No Cell Phone Voice Calls. And this week, AFA flight attendants joined a chorus of thousands rallied in protest of the Arizona bill that would have paved the way for wide-ranging discrimination. Among the nation's leading advocates for equality, AFA has a long and proud history of beating back discrimination. Through persistent efforts, AFA has worked to ensure that women receive equal pay, domestic partners receive equal benefits, weight restrictions were removed, men could serve as flight attendants, and all flight attendants have the right to marry and have children. AFA remains a leader in calling for inclusion and benefits for all members, regardless of gender, gender identity, race, religion, or sexual orientation. For more information about our legislative initiatives, visit your local council. This week, our nine negotiators are meeting with management in Seattle to stay in tune with all joint contracts negotiations related updates and to begin receiving your copy of the Our United newsletter. Please visit www.ourunited.org and sign up today. The Our United website and newsletter are your only direct source for all flight attendant negotiations news. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it is our future.